strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
May I?
Yes, you may.
Ladies first, woman for man, you may have been my true love, Prince.
Oh, okay.
This is like a fairy tale.
It's just like a fairy tale.
All right, let's dive in. I was wearing purple polka dotted undies.
How do we know this?
What?
How do we know this?
Why are we starting with that? Why are we starting with that?
This is like Cinderella. Why? Maybe she's leaving them somewhere. Who knows?
Why are we starting with purple polka dotted undies, yellow fuzzy tap dancing shoes, and rainbow knee-high socks with swirly peace signs?
All right.
It's painting a picture.
Yes.
On my top, I had a disco crop top. I have sick multicolored braids and was feeling good riding my bike through the park.
Oh, that's her outfit. Okay.
That's her outfit. That's her outfit.
Okay.
I'm not really sure why we need to lead with the panties.
Yes, you needed to.
Okay. You had a green goatee, plaid boxers, and no pants.
My God.
We're dressed interestingly.
Yep.
A cow pattern blazer, no shirt, but with a bunch of sick tattoos.
All right.
I saw you hula hooping on top of the multicolored flying dragon art car as I was riding my tight cruiser right past you.
Wow.
We made eye contact, and your gaze caused me to run right into a trash can. Bam! I flipped my sexy body right over that receptacle of refuse.
Wow.
You smiled and yelled out, "Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I'm in love."
Sure.
But was too embarrassed to say anything. I got up, brushed myself off, got on my bike, and rode off. Never for us to see each other again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, but I hope the universe brings us together. Namaste.
Namaste.
P.S. My name is Raven.
Oh, Raven!
Yeah. Yeah. Raven with the purple polka-dotted undies.
Oh, shoot.
Yellow fuzzy tap-dancing shoes and rainbow knee high socks.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one is man for woman titled The Tamagotchi Incident.
Incident. Okay.
First, I want to start by saying I miss you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Though our relationship did not last past the week, much less the day.
Oh, okay.
The brief fire that was left in my heart, ignited by your feelings for me, allowed me to push forward and get a better grasp of my life. With that, let me remind you why I fell in love with you.
Okay. Oh, I want to know. I'm excited.
It was Saturday. I was driving into the city, and to my knowledge, an accident had occurred a few miles ahead that halted traffic faster than girls seeing Justin Bieber walking down the sidewalk in front of their school.
Oh, that would probably cause an accident. Yes. All right.
You were next to me in your car. A white Prius, windows down, singing to some god-awful song from the latest pop crap they play on the radio. Listen.
Probably on the 997.
Listen,
probably.
We take offense to that.
I feel attacked.
I know. Normally, I would reach for the closest garbage object on my passenger side floor and chuck it at you.
Oh, dang.
However, something caught my eye. You had a Tamagotchi on your keychain.
A Tamagotchi on the keychain.
My God, I said to myself, I am in love.
Oh, wow.
Little did you know, Tamagotchi keychains were my everything.
Oh.
It was the only possession I carried over from my childhood.
Got it.
My heart swelled with emotion, my mind buzzing around in 100 different ways I could confess my love for you. I wrote poems in the short moments I stared across the highway at you. Your beautiful dyed blonde hair just touching your shoulders. Your ears, too. Such perfect ears. Your lips. Such elegant and supple lips.
We've noticed all of this in traffic?
A sudden honk jolted me out of my daydream.
Oh,
what
dang.
Jerk would dare interrupt me while I was fantasizing over such perfection?
Wow.
I looked ahead and noticed the traffic flowing again. You started to speed up, leaving me breathless and longing for your sight again. I had to act fast, lest I lose you to the hurting of cars.
This is like a Fabio novel. romance novel, something like that?
I floored the pedal slightly, going into your lane and into your Prius.
We crashed into her?
The sound must have echoed across the highway for miles. It seemed time slowed down and all eyes stared at us because I stared at you and your Tamagotchi. Both were okay.
Oh, that's great news. That is great news that nobody was hurt. Oh, my gosh.
You jerk! You yelled. Although you seemed upset, I knew you two were in love.
Probably felt the energy.
For yeah. I held up my own keychain, revealing a blue Tamagotchi from 1997.
Look, it's a sign.
It did not stop you from frothing at the mouth, practically.
Yeah.
It's okay. My insurance will pay for your car.
Great news.
I explained cautiously. You better, you exclaimed. Listen, let me get your information, and I will call you later tonight, and we will get this figured out.
There you go. There is the open door. Find out who she is. Run off into the sunset together.
I handed you my information. After a few minutes of you yelling at me out of love, you left and out of my life.
Wait a second. So she just took his info, didn't exchange or give him hers?
Please respond with the colored Tamagotchi you had on your key ring as the header. I will always wait for you.
Yeah, or you could just call me because I gave you my information. Oh, dang.
Whether you were wearing the the panties and the and the disco crop top. Or you had a Tamagotchi incident in traffic.
I mean, that was a sign they were meant to be together. What are the odds?
What are the odds?
Oh, she's not calling him.
No.
Unless just to fix her car. That's she might call him for that.
It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection.
Oh, dang, Tamagotchi love.
On 99.7 DJX.